Track 12, Musical Memories. We're now going to hear about one of the most successful Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals, The King and I. Maggie will take us to Thailand, or should I say Siam.
The King and I is the fifth musical by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Written between 1950 and 1951, it's based on the novel Anna and the King of Siam, written in 1944 by Margaret Landon, which in turn is derived from the memoirs of Anna Leon Owens, who was governess to the children of King Mongku of Siam in the 1860s. The plot of the musical relates to the experiences of Anna, a British schoolteacher who is hired as part of the king's drive to modernise his country. The relationship between Anna and the king is marked by conflict for much of the piece, as well as by a love to which neither can admit. The King and I premiered on Broadway in March 1951 and ran for nearly 3 years, making it the fourth longest-running musical in history at that time. Mongku became King of Siam in 1850. He had lived half his life as a Buddhist monk, and he had founded a new order of Buddhism as well as a new temple in Bangkok. An able scholar, Mongku had acquired a firm grasp of Western languages, and in 1861, when he was aged about 57, he wrote to his Singapore agent asking him to find a British lady to be governess to the royal children. At that time, the British community in Singapore was small, and the choice of governess fell to a recent arrival, Anna Leon Owens, who was running a small nursery school in the colony. Leon Owens was the daughter of an Indian Army soldier and a British mother, and was the widow of Thomas Owens, a clerk and hotel manager. She had arrived in Singapore 2 years previously with her young son Louis, claiming to be the genteel widow of an officer, and explaining her dark complexion by stating that she was Welsh by birth. Her deception was not discovered until long after her death, and in fact it had still not come to light when The King and I was written.
Whenever I feel afraid, I hold my head erect and whistle a happy tune so no one will suspect I'm afraid. While shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose and whistle a happy tune, and no one ever knows I'm afraid.
In 1950, British actress Gertrude Lawrence's business manager, Fanny Holtzman, was looking for a new part for her client when Margaret Landon's fictional novel about Anna Leon Owens' experiences was sent to her. Holtzman agreed that a musical based on this story would be ideal for her client. Although the part of the king was only supposed to be a supporting role to Lawrence's Anna, Hammerstein and Rodgers thought it essential that it be played by a well-known theatre actor. The obvious choice was Rex Harrison, but he was already booked. Alfred Drake, who'd been the original Curly in Oklahoma, apparently made contractual demands which were too high. With time running short before rehearsals, finding an actor to play the part became a major concern. Mary Martin, the original Nellie in South Pacific, suggested the Russian-American Yul Brynner. Rogers' account of the audition states, "They told us the name of the first man, and out he came, with a bald head, and sat cross-legged on the stage. He had a guitar, and he hit his guitar one whack and gave out an unearthly yell and sang some heathenish sort of thing. And Oscar and I looked at each other and said, 'Well, that's it.'" Brynner later called Rogers' account very picturesque but totally inaccurate. Nevertheless, the die was cast, and Brynner's fierce, mercurial, dangerous yet surprisingly sensitive king was an ideal foil for Lawrence's strong-willed yet vulnerable Anna.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea.
The next challenge for Rodgers and Hammerstein was how to represent Thai speech and music. Rodgers did not want to use actual Thai music, which he thought American audiences might find inaccessible. So, instead, he gave his music an exotic flavour by the use of open fifths and chords in unusual keys. Thai speech was also represented by musical sounds made by the orchestra. And for the King's style of speech, Hammerstein developed an abrupt, emphatic way of talking, which was mostly free of articles. As far as the plot is concerned, despite an obvious attraction between Anna and the king, a frank expression of their feelings for one another would have been inappropriate in view of their different upbringing, culture, and the prevailing social mores. To counter this, Hammerstein wrote love scenes for a secondary couple. Tuptin, a junior wife of the king, and Lun Tar, a scholar.
Hello, young lord. Whoever you are, I hope your troubles are few. All my good wishes go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young.
However, despite the obvious difficulties of expression, and beneath the fiercely opinionated, conflict-ridden surface of Anna and the king's relationship, The King and I is a moving and radiant love story of East meets West. The king is determined to usher Siam into the modern world through the medium of Western education, but Anna is horrified at first by many of the traditions which the king holds dear. They struggle to find common ground, but eventually, with both keeping a firm grip on their respective traditions and values, together they learn understanding and respect and develop a love for one another which transcends the great differences.
Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say good night and mean goodbye? Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On a clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen, shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance?
Thank you, Maggie. I'm sure I have visited Wat Makut, the temple built by King Mongkut. However, although I've been to Bangkok many times on business, tourist visits have been very few. But the first was in 1969 during floods, which meant I went round Bangkok with water up to my knees. It was a wet Wat.
Right, that's it. Out.